Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
There's three types of faith you read in the Bible. There's a saving faith, there's a serving faith, and there's a system of faith, a saving faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. That's a saving faith. There's a serving faith, a serving faith. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Then there's a system of faith. In other words, in Jude, we say to the earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. That system of doctrine. With this kind of faith we're talking about, really is that with full assurance of faith, with full confidence and assurance of faith, and washed with pure water. This is in this verse. It talks about us. Of course, I skipped over sprinkled from the evil conscience in our bodies. Anyway, washed with pure water. It's not talking about baptism. Baptism does not get us into heaven. The blood of Christ gets us into heaven. So this is not talking about baptism. It's talking about, when it talks about washed with pure water, it's talking about the Word of God. Again, I was in Ephesians quite a bit this morning. Again, back in Ephesians chapter number 25, verse number 26. Let me back up to 20. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Amen, preacher. Heard all the ladies say that, okay? Husband, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, verse number 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. Again, so much here, and I need to get moving on. Remember Jesus washing the feet of the disciples? Peter said, you ain't going to wash my feet. And he said, well, Jesus, if I can't wash feet, you can't have anything to do with it. Well, then wash me all over. Head from the head, tip of my head to the bottom of the feet. And he said, no, you don't need to be just your feet. You're washed. There's so much here. There's so much here we can learn from. But the washing of the water by the word is not baptism with pure water. It's the word of God. We are cleansed through the word of God. The reading and the studying and the forgiving we learn. Anyway, I need to move on. There's so much here. Then verse number 23, we see, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. The word wavering literally means unmoved and firmed. Now, again, I'm running out of time. The word faith here is a different word in the Greek language. It's the word, I don't even want to pronounce it now, but it's a different word. I see these guys looking it up right now.
Elpis.
What is it?
Elpis.
Elpis. Whatever it is, I can't even say English, so it's Greek, but it's a different word in the Greek language. And this word means hope. Hope. So in verse number 22, you get faith. Verse number 23, you get hope. For he is faithful, that promise. Man, why is he faithful? Because he promised. And then verse number 24, let us consider one another to provoke unto love. So these three verses, you see faith, hope, and love. Isn't it amazing? These three verses. And the greatest of these is what?
Love.
Okay. Let us consider. The word considered means to fix one's eyes upon. Let us consider. Continuous care and attention. He's talking to these church people now. Let us consider one another to provoke. The word provoke means to incite, to stimulate, encourage. Okay? Let us consider one another to provoke unto love. Now, a lot of y'all provoke people, but it ain't unto love. That's why it's so clear. I'll stimulate them and I'll excite something, but it's to love and to good works. To love and to good works. The emphasis here, listen very closely. I wrote this down. I wrote it. It's got to be important. I said that. The emphasis here is not on what a believer can get out of church. A lot of people come to church, well, what can I get out of it? The emphasis is on what he can contribute.
Yeah.
What you can give. What I can give. We're to consider others and encourage them unto love and to good works. It's not about us, folks. It's about him. Amen. And them. You get that?
That's right.
There's so much here. Okay. It's faithfulness in church attendance encourages others and provokes them to love and to good works. Just by you being here faithfully, week after week, Sunday after Sunday, Sunday night after Sunday, Wednesday night after Wednesday night,
amen,
it provokes others unto love and to good works. And then verse number 25, I've got to finish it. Not forsaking. The word forsaking literally means abandoning, deserting, and to leave behind. Remember, I told you at the beginning of our study, there's a lot of Jewish believers who left that assembly, and they went back to temple worship, back sacrificing the lamb. That's why you read earlier about sacrificing Christ afresh and anew, bringing the open shame. Okay? So he makes a statement here that's powerful. Not forsaking or abandoning the assembling. The word assembly means the coming together of ourselves together as the manner of some is. They've abandoned. They've left. But exhorting one another, those who remain. Remember, we're talking about considering the love and good works. Those who remain, we're to exhort one another. That word exhort, is that Greek word about parakaleo. It means to attach, to strengthen, and to encourage. We get the word parasite from it. Attached to an animal or some parasite. Now, that doesn't mean you be a parasite and be a pain in somebody's neck. But what it does mean is to encourage, to come along beside of them and to encourage them. Do y'all ever have rough times in your life? Isn't it wonderful to have a brother and a sister come along and encourage you? That's what that word means. To exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. We need each other.
Amen.
A note, and I'm going to close with this. It's something I found in my studies, and I don't know if anybody ever wrote this. If they did, I'm going to be like Doug and said they took it from me. Okay, I'm not reading. I looked at the word saint, S-A-I-N-T. It's used only 3 times in all the Bible. 2 times in the Old Testament, once in the New Testament, in Philippians 4:21, and it says, that literally it says, to salute every saint. It was inclusive, every saint. But the word saints, plural, is used 61 times. You reckon God's trying to tell us something? That it's better, that plurality is a lot better than that singularity? I don't know if it's even a good word. Singleness? That plurality, 61 times it talks about to the saints. That gathered, and only 3 times it talks about a saint. 2 in the Old Testament, 1 in the New Testament, and that was to every saint. God's trying to tell us something, and I'm going to close with this. And so much the more, not the less. The phrase the more means to a greater degree. That slaps a lot of our churches today, and I ain't picking on nobody. But my Bible says so much the more to the greater degree. You know how many people have shut down services on Sunday night, on Wednesday night? You know what they're blaming it on? COVID. You know what it is? It's a bunch of lazy preachers. Amen. I would love to start preaching. They've got lazy. Huh? Well, but I blame it on the preacher. The members too. But I tell you what, if y'all don't come tonight, I'm coming. And I'm dragging my wife with me. I'm kidding. But the point is, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching, and what is that? Well, Jesus is coming. The closer we get to the coming of Christ, the more we ought to meet. Our Father, are you good to us? We thank you for your word. Lord, you're so good to us. Thank you for this wonderful privilege of meeting together. Lord, bless our time in worship. May you be pleased. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.